God bless you for listening to the Shepherd's Pulpit. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, please. Verse number 10, continuing our study verse by verse, but looking topically about living with one eye on eternity. Living with one eye on eternity. Are we living with eternity's values in view? Are we thinking and recognizing that Jesus could come back at any moment? Are we thinking that our life is imminent and we could die anytime? Do we live that way, or do we live haphazardly? Do we live soberly and righteously? Do we think about this could be our last day? Do we let it run through our mind that Jesus could come back this week? I don't know if we do like we ought to. That's what we're going to be talking about today. We appreciate you listening. We'd encourage you to go to WZYN.org and find all of our broadcasts under the Shepherd's Pulpit. Go to the Sermon Vault in WZYN.org. And then go to the Shepherd's Pulpit and you'll find over 100 of our broadcasts there. Plus, under Preaching Time and Treasured Heritage, hundreds of great sermons by preachers of the past and of the present. You'd enjoy that. I know that you would. Let's find our text there in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse number 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Living with one eye on eternity involves planning for the judgment seat of Christ. Yeah, it involves the presence of Jesus Christ in our life, the pledge of the Holy Spirit, the pining for a new body, and the promise of the new body as well, all the way back to verse number 1. But we've come all the way to verse number 10, so living with one eye on eternity involves planning for the judgment seat of Christ. It's a sobering fact that we will give an account of our life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's a huge catalyst to living a holy life before God. Paul addresses it very clearly here that we're all going to appear before Him. And when we appear before Him, we're going to give an account before Him. We must judge ourselves frequently. We must examine ourselves frequently. Hear this verse, 1 Corinthians 11:31. For if we judge ourselves, we should not be judged. The Bible says the Lord will chasten you, and He scourgeth every son whom He receiveth. The Lord will take care of other people, but we got to take care of ourselves. Our works will be judged at the judgment seat of Christ. Now that's not for salvation, let's be clear. That's for rewards. The judgment seat of Christ, the judgment seat of Christ might be compared to a commencement ceremony. Listen in. Hear this. This might help you. At graduation, there is some measure of disappointment and remorse to those that did not work hard or do better. However, everyone graduates. Everyone gets a diploma, but certain ones get the rewards. And not half of them, maybe not even 10% of the class, but the select few who have worked hard, labored right, they get the reward. And so it will be in heaven. There'll be a select few that will get the rewards and the crowns to give back at Jesus' feet. There's going to be a lot of people that have escaped hell by the grace and blood of Jesus Christ, but when they get to heaven, they'll just get to heaven. But they will not receive reward. So, with that being in our minds, we live with one eye on eternity, involves planning for the judgment seat of Christ. Notice with me three statements. For we must all appear, one, before the judgment seat of Christ, two, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to what he hath done, whether it be good or bad, three. There's an appointment. We must all appear. It is an appointment we must keep. We must keep it. Say we keep it. Yeah, we keep it on the forefronts of our minds. We don't get lost in the day-to-day, but we remember, hey, one day we're going to stand before Him. We're going to appear. We're going to be made manifest. We're going to be turned inside out at that day. We'll all be under the scrutiny of the Savior. To really have a good day then, we must live under the scrutiny of the Scripture now. If we live under the scrutiny of Scripture now, and we let the mirror of God's Word scrutinize us, then when we get before Him, that day will be good and we will have reward. We're all going to appear before Him. Number two, before the judgment seat. That seat means Bema. Every 3 years, the Corinthians had contests in stadiums. They're like the Olympics. They lasted for weeks. The contestants were professional athletes. Upon entry, they had to certify that they had been training for 12 months and followed all the rigid rules and guidelines. The contestants were under supervision of many judges. And they had to go before the Bema seat. The Bema seat was 40 feet long, 20 feet wide, and 8 feet above the ground. And there they stood before Him. Athletes were rewarded wreaths called the victor's crown. And the Bema seat, the place where it was handed out, would be the place where it is determined whether you got a punishment or a reward. And my dear friend, we're going to stand one day before the judgment seat of Christ, the Bema seat of Christ, and give an account of the things done in the body. So that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to what he hath done. What he hath done, whether good or bad. Good or bad does not mean righteous or sinful. It means acceptable or worthless. It's not the idea of sin or righteousness. It's the idea of motive. Unrewardable. Worthless. Unacceptable. The loss of reward, the loss is the idea that you lose what you could have got. You let the reward slip through your hands. You had it, but you didn't have the right motive. We must ask ourselves the question, why did we serve the Lord? Why are we serving the Lord? What is our motive? Many people will feel shame in that day because they serve the Lord for men. They serve the Lord for themselves. Their God was their belly. My little children, abide in Him, that when He shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. There's going to be a day when we all appear before Him. I can hear Dr. Sexton say it now. We all have an inevitable meeting with Jesus Christ. It's true, it's true. So planning for the judgment seat of Christ is living with one eye on eternity. Think about it. Jesus could come this year, this month, this week, this year. Live with the brevity of life about you. Living with one eye on eternity.